Welcome back to Consider This with me, Melissa Idris and Sharad Kut. And our guest tonight is Dr. Rashid Mustafa Sarwar, representative of UNICEF in Malaysia and in Brunei. The mantra, build back better. So hopefully we learn the lessons from this pandemic. We build our lives back better, our systems, our institutions better. What are some of the conversations that UNICEF is tapped into globally about how we can put children at the center of building back better?
Thank you very much. I mean, that's an interesting part of the discussion. But we see that government in Malaysia have been doing much, much better than many other countries, and also extensive financial package and supports. But that's not only the financial supports that we are talking about. We have to talk about how to make the children fit for a longer purpose. This is, we call it purpose for the nation. And globally, we have seen a lot of good examples that exist. Like there are countries that are paying much more attention to mental and psychological well-being of the children. And because they find it that's a survival mechanism. Children are mentally and psychologically not very wealthy, healthy, could come in 10, 15 years in another situation.
Right.
So that's one of the, so it depends on how do we prioritize the well-being of children. And that's all about child rights.
If you could just continue this conversation, because I wonder if, you know, this, and if I understand you correctly, is that we're not investing enough in the mental and psychological health of our children. Is it because developing countries like Malaysia are very skills-oriented? We're thinking about science, we're thinking about maths, we're thinking about technical skills and imparting them to children so they become better workers, rather than thinking of the child in holistic terms.
The well-being.
Is there a problem with the way we think about children? Are we thinking about children in very one-dimensional ways?
No, I mean, I did not say that Malaysia is not paying attention to. This is a new area that globally we are facing, and UNICEF is negotiating, advocating with the governments. We are today 190 countries in the world, and children are children. So I think that this is a new challenge for the world. Came a couple of years ago that we acknowledged, world acknowledged, and COVID just aggravated that.
Could I ask Rashid what changed? So what you said, you know, this is kind of a new issue that we're still learning, we're still learning how to deal with. What's changed from before in this past few years?
I mean, the life has changed. The parents are having less time to with the children because that we need a big house, we need a big TV, nice TV. And that's all what you said, business. So business help us, but also creates a competition. So children has parents have to work hard, and they are spending less time to the parents. That's one of the things that they're feeling lonely, and they're dependent on friends, dependent on online friends, and where we again come back where we started, that cyberspace.
So loneliness is a key factor.
I mean, we did not do a study in the country, but the country that I'm coming here, last country, we did the study on mental health, and we found that about 49% children feels lonely.
49% of children
felt lonely. It's about 11 to 17 years old. This is and then they think that they could have a better relationship with parents.
So this is very interesting,
very
you know. So yeah, but you know, maybe it's a consequence of affluence, right? So you're saying that somehow our developmental agendas are pushing us in towards material betterment and so on and so forth, but we're kind of neglecting, and we've turned the corner. At least in terms of the agencies like UNICEF, you're recognizing that as a deficit in our program, and we need to correct.
I think we need to pay more attention to children. We need to, when we come back, we need to have an hour sitting with the children. How was your day? How was your school? I mean, any new friends? They appreciate that very much. And lack of that time, because we need to cook. When people come, parents, they still have to work at home. Mm. So it's a new dimension of challenges. And that's what I think we need to have a better awareness of parenting. we need to have more understanding of child's mental needs, not only physical needs. So that mental needs, which we don't see, the children doesn't have a gadget, we buy them. But then how do we identify? Parents need to understand that what are the key signs of my children feeling lonely.
Okay, and on that note, we have about a minute, less than a minute left, and I do want to ask you, so to encapsulate the Build Back Better, you would like to see a more focus, more policy, more attention on the well-being of children.
Absolutely, and it's together. It's not one person or one ministry. It has to be government, civil society, business, us, media, we all together.
Okay, thank
like
you.
Like a whole of society approach, is
exactly.
That?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for
thank
being
you very
on the
much.
Show tonight. It's been a
thank
pleasure
you very
talking
much. It's
to you.
It's always a pleasure.
All right, that's all we have thank on you. This episode of Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, folks. Good night.